Welcome to the Motivational Firewood Podcast, created by Steve Gamlin. As an award-winning speaker and author, Steve's greatest passion is blending inspiration and humor to create relatable, actionable, and repeatable messages. We hope you enjoy this recording.
Hey there, everybody. It's Steve. Welcome to this latest podcast. What I like to do every once in a while is just talk to cool people. And today is somebody I've admired for a while now, and we're finally getting a chance to talk on the phone. It is the founder of Chris Cosmetics. It is Chris Blevins. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Steve.
It's been such a joy to watch you over the last few years. Really coming into your own. And just like they always say, there's no such thing as an overnight success. I'm 10 years into my speaking career, which means I'm halfway to the overnight success mark.
I got 28 years in now, and
nice.
And focused on the same thing, but yet it's gotten more vast and broader over the years. You know, the beauty business is all encompassing. It's not just about lipstick. It's about the people that I paint, and it's about the experiences that I have when I'm painting. It's about the stories we tell each other, and it's about the way we grow when we're constantly with an open heart connecting with people through our art or our trade, whatever it is. So it's made for an extraordinary career and life for me.
Nice.
And still is.
Now, you've been basically bringing out people's beauty through cosmetics and makeup for nearly three decades. And what I love about what you do, and people I've spoken to who know you say, you don't bury people in makeup. You actually minimally use it to bring out their beauty. And the best expression I ever heard about somebody who was overdone was, she looked like a varnished clown.
Yeah, pancake. Yeah, and this has been an interesting journey. You know, I'm a marketing major. I went to college and got a marketing degree, and you know, thought I was going to go work in big business. I was kind of destined in my own mind of dreaming for Wall Street and put a suit on and all that. And you know, I had a divine experience that put me on the entrepreneurial path, and through that found out that, you know, I'd be starting my own product line, and I'd be my own service, and I'd be marketing my own brand and my own self, which comes with a lot of tricky things. It's hard to say how awesome you are, especially when you're first starting in business and you don't really know that you are. But, you know, this has been one of the challenges is just being able to market my own product and all that. So in developing a product, it was all about finding something that gave what I call the no makeup makeup look. Believe it or not, that's what everybody wants. They want to look fabulous, but they want to look like they didn't try. So it's that fine line. And that really is the perfection of my art, is developing these light reflective products and the techniques to put them on. And when those two things come together, magic happens. You know, just like in 2007, I had the opportunity to try out my new light reflective makeup on national TV on Hillary Clinton's face. That was kind of a tricky thing because HD, that was the first debate being filmed in HD and with my new makeup. Of course, no one knew that by me, but I'm a risk taker. And I said, I believe in what I've created. I'm going to try it. And the outcome was phenomenal. And it created a huge media wave nationwide, actually throughout the world, of what happened to her. And really what it was is my product and my technique coming together for miraculous results. So now I live my life hearing, I want the Hillary. Whatever you did to her, give it to me.
And I discovered on your website, one of your unofficial titles is Tour Guide for Enhanced Inner and Outer Beauty.
Yes. You know why? Because as soon as the brush hits the face, the person I'm painting starts talking about, oh, my dark circles, I'm so tired. And they start going into all the things that they see about themselves that are negative. So truly, my makeup brush is like a magic wand to change the tides of low self-esteem into self-love. And so the inner beauty comes in reprogramming people to know how awesome that they really are, to see themselves in a new light. And as I go through the makeover and when they're done and they've never seen themselves looking so vibrant and beautiful, they know that the things that they said about themselves were not true. And so in that respect, you know, makeup is not vanity. It's a power tool for self-esteem and inner and outer beauty.
So how did you go from being a marketing major and wanting to be on Wall Street to choosing cosmetics? Did you come from like a 17th generation Avon ladies or?
No, but I came from a long chain of beauty queens. My great-great-grandma was Miss Sweden in 1902. My mom was first runner-up to Miss New Hampshire in 1963. And I was crowned Miss New Hampshire and competed in Miss America in 1987. And through my whole upbringing, I was a child model. And when I lived in London, that's where I went to college, I ended up getting a modeling job with the London School of Makeup, which is the best makeup school in the entire universe, sat in the chair, and they used my face for 2 years to demonstrate every facet of makeup artistry. So what happened was when I came back to the United States and I tried out for a preliminary for the Miss New Hampshire pageant, my talent was gymnast, dancer, and I did a piece from Jellicoe Ball, from the musical Cats, and what I had learned at the London School of Makeup, which is how to create authentic, full cat makeup. And it was the creativity of my talent that pushed me into the judge's favor and got me the crown of Miss New Hampshire. So I got the nickname the Makeup Girl, and I still didn't get it. This was like the divine 2x4 moment when a girl that was vying for a preliminary pageant said, Chris, would you help me learn how to do my makeup for my pageant? You know, you're Miss New Hampshire. And as Miss New Hampshire, you do. You volunteer a lot of time to the community and also to the girls that are coming up the following year. So at a kitchen table with my makeup and hers, I was teaching this girl how to put on her makeup. When the mirror went up to her and she started to cry because she had never felt or looked so beautiful, a voice as clear as day in my head said, you're going to be a makeup artist. And, you know, it was my white light, divine, 2x4, crack over the head. And, you know, that voice was the beginning of my dreams coming true. You know, it was something outside of me, but within me, that said what my destiny was going to be. And everyone thought I was crazy. You know, what, you're going to be 5 years of college and you're going to get into it. You're going to be a beautician, Chris? Come on, what's going on? But that strong, still voice within me, I could not deny it. In my soul. And so I poured my trust, my faith, my belief into this voice. And, you know, here we are 28 years later, and it has been the ride of a lifetime. So, you know, I can't urge people to just sit and listen. You know, like a lot of times our dreams are within us, and, you know, we're so busy, we're always 10 feet ahead of ourselves that we miss what our calling is in life. And I feel like I get to live my calling every day of my life, you know, but it all started back then.
And so many people will say, oh, you're lucky. You get to work for yourself and you get to do this. And I love that you called it the divine 2x4 moment, because I swear some days they didn't even carve it down to a 2x4. I've been hit with the whole tree. But following we want to do is just the most incredible feeling. And it's a ton of work. There's a ton of self-doubt that comes up. How can you say how great you are right away when you're just starting out? Well, when I first opened, I mean, I've been a professional DJ and MC. I've owned my own company for 21 years, and I've been a speaker for 10. And when I first started my company, I asked somebody who was mentoring me, what do I tell people when they ask how much experience I have? And he says, no matter what, just say you've been doing this for 6 years. And I said, well, when do you stop saying that? He goes, when you've been doing it for 7.
Yeah, because I believe that our calling is being cultivated from the day we're born. I really believe that, because I could look back on different experiences in my life and see that, wow, that was preparing me for this. That was preparing me for this. So if you look at your life like you're in constant training for the next moment of greatness, then your whole life is your experience. It just, some of us get an opportunity to define it into our work. And, you know, I kind of feel as though my work is my play, and I'd have it no other way. And it makes it fun, even though at times it's been incredibly challenging. I mean, the hardest thing is you've got to really operate from sixth sense when you're an entrepreneur, if you want to be a successful one. Because I think that 100% of where you're headed is an intuitive experience. Like, you've got to know in your gut when you make a decision, because you're the one that's responsible for it, that this truly, you feel the force behind you, that this is what you're supposed to do. You got to be in a position where you realize the outcome is either going to be a blessing or a lesson. And sometimes things don't work out the way you'd like. And even in that, if you learn from it, it's a success. And this is how I've plodded along through all these years.
I just told someone the other day, I said, when I'm 80 years old, I'm going to be sitting on my front porch covered in scars. And they're all going to have a really cool story and a smile behind them because I wasn't afraid to try something and learn from
it. That's right.
You know, I might need you to make me over when I'm 80 because I'm not going to look too good.
But that's what makes us beautiful, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, why cover up wrinkles? Like, women get so concerned about the signs of aging, and I'm like, you know, it's a gift to get older. You had your heyday. You had your perfect wrinkle-free 20-year-old face. We all get to experience that. Why not embrace the aging process in the same way you embraced your youth, full vigor? Like, take it on. Say, hey, you know, and one of my things as a woman, I just turned 50 last week, so I'm in this really cool place in my life where I'm making a stand in the name of beauty for non-invasive measures to embrace beauty with aging. And I want to be that poster child for, you know, joy is the greatest youth serum, I do believe, but also there's a lot we can do in terms of our care of our body, mind, and spirit that just evoke an aura of youth. And I meet women who are living this life in their 80s who are just vibrant and incredible. You know, and I say to myself, I want to look just like her. I want to be just like her when I get older. And it's not about a wrinkle not being present. It's about that energy field being so vibrant that the wrinkle is just like a blessing. It's beautiful. So, I mean, this is kind of where I'm headed in my career, is in helping women really embrace where they're at in their life. Full force, you know, with positive self-love and with some tools to celebrate their beauty no matter what phase of life they're in, whether they're a teenager or they're 70-year-old coming to me for the first time saying, my mother never wore makeup, so I never did either, but I'm ready to learn now, you know? And I do come across all these scenarios. Isn't that cool?
It's awesome. And I think one of the best parts about not only finding beauty is finding love within ourselves and love to share with other people. And what I love most is, having followed you for several years, knowing that you and I both waited till our 40s to find our true loves, no matter what happened prior to that. And I just love our stories. Mine, I am head over heels in love with a woman I graduated high school with and didn't see or talk to for 21 years.
You know, and it just goes to show, like, it's not our timing. It's the timing of the grand universe. Everything has its time and its place. And it's, you know, to me, living the dream, whether it's in love or career or whatever, is about living the dream in this moment. Like, dreaming says what could be. Living the dream is living right where we're at in this moment and living in what is. And I think if we can get comfortable with that, these amazing doors open. Like, the same for me, you know, I ended a 23-year marriage. It was one of the most difficult things I ever have gone through in my life. But, you know, in the stillness of being with myself and alone and knowing deep inside of me I wanted that full, incredible soulmate love, I met my soulmate at a gas station. Didn't even know it was coming at me. But when it came, there it was. And, you know, today I'm married to my soulmate. I feel like I'm on my soul path, living my soul life. And it's worth all the difficulties when you look back and you say, wow, you know, I struggled. I went through pain. I went through all of this. To be able to get to a place to appreciate when you're right where you're supposed to be. And maybe this is just the journey of getting older. I don't know. But I think it's also the journey of being true to yourself and being giving and being loving and serving others. You know, I don't serve the mighty dollar in my work. I serve people. I serve souls. And I feel like in that philosophy and business, everything comes back at you. Like, one of the greatest difficulties, of course, for everyone in business was, you know, when the economy took a dive. As people in business, whether you work for a big corporation or you're an entrepreneur, all of us kind of went, oh, no, because fear comes in and you don't know what's going to happen. And in the stillness of my meditation, in this fear, I looked at that fear and I said, what am I going to do with you? And what came to me was, I'm going to give more. I'm going to give more at a time when people need more. And I'm going to lower my prices at a time when this may be frivolous, but it's really not. It's important to look and feel good when you're going through difficult times. And in doing that, I was extremely successful and had growth in my company during a recession. You know, I learned all this through mentors in the past, and I had gotten a copy of an autobiography of Max Factor, who was an immigrant who came to this country and settled in Hollywood, California, in the midst of the Depression, and started a multi-million dollar cosmetic company in the midst of a Depression. Why? Because of his grassroots philosophy on giving more, and it came back to him tenfold. That book came into my being at a time when I needed it, when my spirit needed to have that validation to say, yes, this is the path during hard times. Open your heart and give.
I think a lot of people, they forget that they're not supposed to be afraid to fail. And they talk,
right,
they have this dream, and they'll want to go after it. All of a sudden, it scares them, and they don't do anything.
That's right. And there's nothing wrong with hitting bottom with things. This is when great things can flourish. When all else fails, that's where you can grow. One of the difficulties that came to me is like the word no. Whether an opportunity has come to me in business, and I can give an example where in the end, you know, it seemed like the greatest thing on earth, and I had to say no because it wasn't good for my soul. I was approached by a Hollywood production company 2 years ago, went through to have my own reality TV show, and went through all of the filming of the pilot and all of that. I mean, it was a dramatic year of, you know, sacrifice and giving and filming and all of this. And from the beginning, I told them I'd be willing to do this if, in the end, the show is about inspiring women. If it's about inspiration, I'm in. And they said, oh, yes, it will be. But in the end, a year later, when I had a contract from a major, major network sitting in front of me ready to sign for to have my own reality TV show, my gut just throbbed. And inside of me, deep inside of me, you know, I saw in that contract that it wasn't about inspiration. It was going to be about drama. They were going to own me and tell me what to do. And that my initial request had been dishonored. And I had to say no to a reality TV show. And, you know, I have no regrets because I followed my path and my truth. That's one of those things where, you know, you think you're just about there to go to another level of success, but it's not right for your soul and you have to honor it. And it was a very difficult decision to make. And sometimes it works the other way. Like I invested and put a ton of time and money into presenting to QVC after my Hillary Clinton makeover because everybody wanted the product and my website crashed because, you know, the volume of business I was doing was just so huge. It couldn't handle all the demands. And, you know, it was a huge time of grow or go. Like, sometimes success is overwhelming, and you can't even keep up with it. You can't even take advantage of all the success coming your way. This is what I was going through. So I pitched to QVC. They loved it. I went through 6 months of all this stuff, and it just seemed like it was going to happen. And then the economy crashed, and it was right at that last minute, got to the top tier. And one person just looked at it and said, no, I'm not feeling it. And
wow.
All that work, it was just like getting the rug pulled out from underneath.
Yeah.
But, you know, in everything, I always trust that the way things work out is the way it's meant to be. Like a lot of times we don't have foresight as to what kind of demands or what would that do to my person to grow a company so big that maybe I would lose balance. You know, I'm a very spiritual person. I pray. I meditate. I love to stay grounded and connected to my family. It's very important to me. And sometimes, you know, success can become a bit of a predator on personal life and balance within your own soul. And I'm not willing to sell my soul for success in the world. So I think my angels keep me very much in sync as to how much success will bless me and at what point too much success would curse me. I find that I'm very comfortable with what I have and what I do on a day-to-day basis and what my company has become. And it's comfortable for me. I feel very home in my success and that
right.
All things are in balance. It's a good feeling.
I like that. And, of course, in my industry, you know, you're one book or one speech or one product away from massive worldwide success. And there's so many.
Yeah.
The road to success is so littered with people who did that
yes.
one thing, got huge, and it corrupted them or they sold their soul for that one thing.
That's
Right. Even the people involved in The Secret, when it launched about 10 years ago, it made so many people worldwide famous. They've been working on their fame for years. The fallout from that, there are several people no longer involved in the product for various reasons, but one of them for something that went horribly wrong due to, I believe, his greed, and it actually resulted in the deaths of three people at what was supposed to be a personal, an extreme personal development weekend. Three people died.
It's unbelievable. And this gets back to what I was saying, that being a successful entrepreneur is an intuitive experience. And staying present to the opportunities and the doors that come before you, you know, opening them up enough to look through, but to really know within your true self whether or not this is good for your soul, and making that decision from an internal place, not on external things. And this is how I've maneuvered to where I'm at right now. And I believe that it is a very important ingredient in being a successful business person. I'm not talking success in a monetary sense. I'm talking success on a personal sense. Like, I don't want to be at the end of my life sitting, actually, on a porch next to you in a rocking chair, giggling about our life, looking back, and saying, you know, that this path of success nearly killed me. I want to say this brought me, my life force was able to thrive in it, and I was able to touch and bless people through it. Like, that's what I want my legacy to be in the end.
I want to be sitting there on the porch and just have people come by and say, you know, hey there, Mr. Steve, let me just tell you, here's what I went and did because you inspired me to do it. You helped me
to believe
that I could do it. You know, I don't change people's lives. I tell people that all the time. Any speaker that
they
tells
change
you they
their lives.
Change your lives, they're lying to you.
Yeah. People
That's
change their own lives through inspiration.
Yeah. I'm the provider of motivational firewood. You have a spark in your heart. I give you something concrete or wood to add to that spark. We make fire together. We both win. And at the end of a speaking event, I am just as excited when somebody comes up to me and says what they're going to do as the person who is handling the payment for the event. I am equally excited, probably more so, by the person who just got some inspiration and passion and is going to go do something, because I always tell them, do me one huge favor. Contact me and tell me what you did, and I want to hear the joy in your voice. I mean, I've literally been at the grocery store and had people come up to me and say, hey, Steve, right? And I said, yeah. Of course, I'm in front of 26,000 individuals a year. I'm not good with names.
Yeah.
And I'll say, tell me the event, and they'll say it. And I'll see them smile, and I go, what'd you do? You want to tell me? What'd you do? And they'll tell me. And, I mean, I've hugged people. I've high-fived people. I've hooted and hollered, you know, in the middle of the Captain Crunch aisle at the grocery store, celebrating with people. And that means the world to me.
This is the fruit of a successful life mission. And I experience these things all the time, too. You know, I believe that if we're truly living our life's purpose, we will never, ever even know how many people we've inspired. And it's really none of our business. Our business is to continue to do what we're doing. You know, and I know that the gift that I've been given is the power to see beauty in all things. The most sordid, ugly places, I see beauty in it. My job, truly, is that when a person cannot see their own inherent beauty, is for me to ignite the journey of revealing it to them. Because when people know that they're worth something, then they get excited about doing something with their worth. And this is what inspires me in being a makeup artist, is that the makeup brush is merely a tool to ignite that inner fire that you were just talking about. And the stories are amazing that come around. I have this woman that was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. She was given 6 months to live. She came to me for makeup, for me to teach her how to look healthy so she could go to all of her children's events and up until the time of her death without anyone knowing she was sick, so she could act as if she was well. She wanted to fool the world. So we did it. And this makeup application became such a power for her. It empowered her to go and do things that were unbelievable, to stay in the stream of life despite how sick she was, to show up, to have people not even know she was sick. Something changed in her spirit. And that was 2 years ago, and she is still alive today. I'm not going to say I cure cancer, but I know that once she believed that she could be well and received as well, and not being out in the community, having people feel sorry for her, I'm so sorry, and throwing negative energy at her, but rather embracing her as a well person, something changed in her chemistry. And to me, that's one of the most phenomenal miracle stories that has come back to me, that makeover changed something in me so profound. You know, and this is what she said to me. She came back just a couple weeks ago and brought me a gift to say thank you. I'm alive. And it's like, wow. You know, to be a part of something like that is extraordinary.
Yeah, those moments. Oh, you just, that's on the days when we feel like maybe the dream forgot us a little bit, or the universe is saying, I'm just going to hit the pause button for a while. And you maybe you stumble, and maybe you're not sure, and was this the right idea? And then just that one little thing happens, and you just look in the mirror, and you go, oh, yeah, we got this.
These lulls, you know what I've come to learn that these lulls are? In these lulls, I've come to believe that the universe is conspiring for my abundance and greatness, but not just for me, for all, which means there's a lot of things that are being worked out in those lulls, and the day will come where it's revealed to me why the wait had to happen. So why not, in that waiting, be the best you can be, show up with positivity, and just continue to thrive and believe, because it all gets revealed eventually. I look back on my whole life, and even the most difficult things I've gone through somehow have come to make sense. So when things don't make sense, why don't I just choose to believe that one day they're going to, and forget about it, and go and do the thing that's in front of me. You know, and living the dream is really about living in this day successfully. It's where the dream is. The dream isn't in tomorrow and hoping. The dream is in today and being. And, you know, what can I do today to celebrate my life with others, with myself, through my work, through my relationships? And this is how I live my life. And it's attractive. And yeah, the law of attraction, I guess that's kind of the essence of it. When I first read The Secret, I thought, oh, that's how I live my life. I don't know why I was born with that DNA, but I believe that's been inherent in me since being a small child. It has something to do with my Grandma Rose and her garden and seeing the cycle of life and working in that garden, seeing, yeah, things die, things get cultivated, things go dark, but they always come back again.
Like that.
Yeah.
This has been an absolutely phenomenal conversation, Chris. I'm sitting here just smiling a mile wide. This has just been so great. And we were talking before we started recording the call that at some point in the near future, we're going to create this amazing event, a gathering of positive people. And I'm taking this as part of the interview now to remind us that we have committed to do that. And we are going to do something very cool very soon.
Yes, we are. We are, because we simply must. And going into the future, this is kind of what I feel like my life's going to be about, if I dare to even look forward, is continuing to share my spirit, my creativity, my knowledge with others, and mentoring the next generation of beauty practitioners, but also the next generation of people who simply believe in themselves. And this is what it's about. It's a pretty simple mission. And I think it's endless. And I think getting together a bunch of positive people on any occasion is all about continuing to raise the vibration of the truth that life is awesome, and the path in life for each and every one of us is there for abundance and love and creativity and joy. It's not just for some. It's for everybody.
Love it. Now, to learn more about you, Chris, how can people find you either online or your salon?
My website's the best place to kind of go visit me, and contact information is on there. It's at chriscosmetics.com, and Chris is Kiss with an R. That's what my husband calls it. So it's K-R-I-S-S Cosmetics. Yeah, Kiss with an R. Chris Cosmetics. And my studio, a main home base, my sanctuary of beauty, is in Manchester on Elm Street at 30 Elm. And the number there is 603-624-2333. Now, in the old days, if you had a touchtone phone, yes, that does play Mary Had a Little Lamb. But 624-2333. It's pretty fun. But,
it's awesome.
Love that.
I look forward to connecting again very soon. And, Chris, thank you so much for being part of this interview.
Oh, thank you. This has been just delicious.
Thank you for listening. We hope Steve's message provided many pieces of motivational firewood, which you can add to the spark in your heart to create success. For more information on how to include Steve at your next event or to learn more about his personal development programs, please visit stevegamlin.com.